And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com. Motorists in Huron County should prepare for a road closure as bridge maintenance gets underway on Ewald Road. The Huron County Road Commission says crews began work today on the Ewald Road Bridge spanning the Pinnebog River, located between Pigeon Road, also known as M-142, and Richardson Road. The project will focus on repairing concrete support beams as part of routine bridge maintenance. The closure is expected to remain in place through approximately August 8th, weather permitting. During construction, through traffic will be detoured using Richardson Road, Crone Road, and M-142. Officials say access for local residents will be maintained throughout the project. Drivers are encouraged to allow extra travel time and follow posted detour signs while work is in progress. And on June 16th of 2026, the Huron County Election Commission, consisting of Judge Julianne Ferris, Clerk Laurie Neal, and Treasurer Cheryl Jean, convened to consider a recall petition. The petition, filed by Lily Drapuski, targets Commissioner Steve Vaughn of District 4. The stated reason for the recall is Commissioner Vaughn's vote on July 8th of 2025 in favor of Resolution 2585, which allowed 15,000 acres for solar energy facilities in 15 zone townships. Commissioner Vaughn raised concerns regarding the legality of the recall, noting his constituency's lack of county zoning, and questioning the commission's organizational procedures as well as their swearing in regarding their position on the election commission. The commission's mandate was to determine if the petition's language was factual and clear. The election commission concluded the petition met the clarity requirements for voters. The petition was subsequently passed, enabling the petitioner to begin collecting signatures. Both Commissioner Vaughn and the petitioner have a 10-day period to appeal this decision to the circuit court. During public comment, Robert Gafke emphasized that the recall effort focuses on official conduct and could lead to further judicial review. And Michigan lawmakers are renewing scrutiny of the state's food assistance program after reports that more than $4 million in Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits were issued to recipients using out-of-state addresses since 2024. The issue comes as investigations have highlighted a significant increase in suspected SNAP fraud between 2023 and 2024. And in response, Republican legislators are proposing new residency verification requirements for beneficiaries who use their benefits outside Michigan for extended periods. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has not publicly commented on the allegations, despite multiple requests from media outlets. Supporters of the proposed legislation say the changes are intended to strengthen oversight and protect taxpayer dollars, while the debate is expected to continue as lawmakers review potential reforms to the state's benefit verification process. And we will be right back after a message from our sponsor.
When summer arrives, routines shift, families stay busy, and time seems to move a little faster. During these moments, it's important to know that reliable care and support are available when health needs arise. After surgery, illness, or hospital stay, recovery doesn't end at discharge, and the right environment can make all the difference. I'm Melissa, Admissions Director at Sanilac Medical Care Facility. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, our rehabilitation services are structured, attentive, and guided by skilled nursing and therapy professionals. Each care plan is tailored to the individual with goals focused on improving strength, mobility, and daily function. Families can feel confident knowing their loved one is cared for close to home with clear communication and dependable medical oversight. And when short-term recovery becomes a longer-term need, we continue providing skilled nursing care in a setting centered on stability, comfort, and respect. This summer, choose a place that understands healing and the families behind every decision. Call 810-648-3017 or visit sanilacmedicalcare.com because your loved ones deserve the best.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.